Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 14. My name is Marissa DePonio, and today we're going to talk about how classroom organization can foster student independence and empower students to take ownership of their learning. Envision walking into a kindergarten classroom, facilitated by a teacher in year 3 of personalized learning. Come in at any point in the school day. You see students engaged and working around the room in a place where they have chosen and where they will do their best learning. Some students are working independently. Others are working with a partner or learning team. Some are working in a small group with a teacher. You will see students working on standards they need to master. Students know what they need to learn by following their playlist or pathway. You will see students excited to be working at their own pace, transitioning from learning tasks, activities, games, practice pages, and technology all independently, and making their choice for what activity they'll do next. You will hear students using accountable talk with their partners or learning team. You hear students helping each other by teaching a game or just pointing them in the right direction for an activity. You might even hear a student giving a friendly reminder to stay on track so they can finish their pathway and sign up for a teacher conference. What you won't hear is a teacher telling students what to do, where to get supplies from, where to get a game from and where to return it, who to work with, and where to sit. You won't hear the teacher telling students it's time to switch activities and to rotate. So how do you get to this point, even in a kindergarten classroom? Think back to episode 7 of the Teacher Voice Podcast. In that episode, we learned the importance of setting up your classroom as a functional learning environment, using an open layout so you can see the entire classroom. Regardless if you have the resources to create a flexible seating environment, you can still arrange your room to provide a functional learning space for you and your students. This is vital, and here's why. Let's backtrack to when I started my PL journey 3 years ago. Everything I had envisioned of how I would set up my classroom and what I would hang on the walls was exactly the opposite of everything I had read about a PL classroom. I immediately decided to just throw out my previous plans and thoughts and just run with the idea of having a flexible learning space, meaning tables, community supplies, pockets or areas around my classroom for collaboration, no seating chart, and overall, just less stuff or clutter. I decided it would be okay if my walls were bare to start. I tried coming up with a perfect layout and structure of my classroom. I'll be honest, I didn't know what I was doing with this PL thing. I didn't know if this plan would work. I knew I just needed to start somewhere. As the first weeks and months of school progressed, I quickly realized how important it was to develop the whole child and establish a sense of community within my classroom. I knew this was one cornerstone that could not be overlooked. Because we had worked so hard the first weeks and months of the school year becoming a community of learners, we really felt like family. We all, including myself, felt we could take risks in our classroom. During one of our morning meetings, we talked about our learning space and how it wasn't being taken care of, how math game pieces were being lost, pencil and crayons were not finding their way back to the bins, playlists and pathways were being left out and not putting back where they belonged, and other class issues. We talked about how we all needed to own it. The discussion that was sparked by bringing these issues to attention opened my eyes and blew me away. Students shared the truth in how they felt. They said that the way I had the math games arranged made it hard for them to keep them organized, and they didn't know what bin to look in to find their game and where to put it back because once math got started, everything was mixed up. I so clearly remember one of my students saying, "Ms. DePonio, this just isn't working for us." They shared that where I had the community supplies, it made it hard for them to get to them because of where it was located in the classroom. Truthfully, the list of issues went on. This class conversation was eye-opening, and I was so thankful for this honest discussion I had with my 5 and 6-year-old students. I understood if I expected them to be independent and take ownership, we needed a change. Because of that honest, authentic conversation, our classroom changed for the better by 1,000%. We came up with solutions. Yes, you heard that right. We, not just me. Students were involved in the process of creating their learning space, and together we came up with solutions to some problems that were hindering students from doing things independently and taking ownership of their learning. We moved some things around, created more defined math and word study areas. I purchased a few 3-drawer bins to store our math games and printed picture cues to put on the front of the drawer so students knew which game to get and where to return it to. We moved our supply cart to an area close to the student tables. We made the room more open so it had a better flow. We numbered the word study bins by group number so students knew exactly where to get their playlists from and what bins had their games for what they needed to work on. We made all the changes we felt we needed to for what we had discussed during our morning meeting. The changes were made and implemented. I asked for students' feedback. Again, they were honest and could back their feelings with reasons. What I began to see happen in our classroom was students were owning it, not just their learning, but also their learning space. All this made me realize that in order for students to take ownership, they must believe they've had some say in the classroom environment. The space and organization needed to work for them, and they needed to be taught how to manage it. So how did we get here? First, because I'd focused so much on developing the whole child, students in our classroom felt safe. They felt they could share their thoughts and take risks. We felt like a family, and we didn't want to let our family members down. Everyone held each other accountable. Students felt they needed to do their part to make sure our family continued to grow. Leaders emerged, and some students struggled. I realized a productive struggle could be a really good thing and a great teaching point. Students will never reach their potential if they're always given the easy option, if there's always a way to make it easier, or someone who is always guiding and telling them what to do. If so, they'll never grow and reach their full potential of problem solving on their own and becoming independent. My primary goal is to encourage independence in my students. Structuring the classroom so students are able to choose their own materials, learning area, games, manipulatives, etc., and put away these things independently frees me up to work with small groups or individuals, all while fostering students' responsibility for learning. Be thoughtful and flexible with your classroom. Observe and consult your students for feedback. In doing so, you can create a classroom space that facilitates independence and empowers students to take ownership. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.